This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. Democratic impeachment managers are in the final hours of presenting their case in President Donald Trump's impeachment trial before the U.S. Senate. The managers are focusing on President Trump's alleged attempts to cover up an abuse of power that was withholding military aid from Ukraine until it started investigating a political rival. California Congressman Adam Schiff, the lead House impeachment manager, says Trump had no intention of changing his behavior.
Merely exposing the president's scheme has not stopped him from continuing this destructive pattern of behavior that has brought us to this somber moment. He is who he is. That will not change. And nor will the danger associated with him.
Trump denies any wrongdoing, and his Republican defenders have said that his actions do not rise to the level of an impeachable offense. The president's legal team begins presenting their opening statements on Saturday morning. President Trump became the first sitting chief executive to attend the annual March for Life in Washington. Its aim is to make abortion illegal in the United States. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
The president called it his profound honor, telling anti-abortion supporters on the National Mall here in Washington he backs their fight.
Unborn children have never had a stronger defender in the White House.
His visit was another bid to enlist white evangelical voters and conservative activists to help him win another term. Past presidents who also opposed abortion stayed away from the march to avoid being too closely tied to demonstrators pushing to outlaw the procedure. He himself was a late convert to the cause. Donald Trump once said in a 1999 interview, "I am pro-choice in every respect." Sagar Meghani, Washington.
This is VOA.